Today, South Africa's official opposition, the Democratic Alliance, has released its parliamentary reform document to give effect to a raft of recommendations to fix Parliament and bolster the institution's oversight capacity, as recommended by the Quarter Report on Oversight and Accountability, the Fifth Parliament Legacy Report, the high-level report by former President Kgalema Motlanthe, and most recently, the Zondo Report. The fact that countless recommendations to fix Parliament over several decades have continuously been ignored by the ANC shows that the ruling party has absolutely no intention of holding its own accountable and preventing the kind of severely damaging and regressive corruption which took place under their watch. If the ANC will not reform Parliament to work for the people, then the DA will. Our plan is 10 points. Our first point would be to the establishment of a committee to oversee the presidency. Secondly, we would increase the accountability of the speaker to ordinary MPs. Thirdly, we would increase the representation of opposition committee chairpersons and regulate committee systems. Fourthly, we would fix parliamentary oversight and ensure meaningful public participation. Our fifth point would see the enhancement of the Parliamentary Protection Services. Our sixth point would be increasing the frequency of presidential oral answer sessions. Our seventh point would create penalties for cabinet members who fail to appear for meetings or answer questions adequately. Our eighth point would be the reintroduction of the interpellations debate system. And our ninth point would be amending the rules to create sanctions for failing to answer parliamentary questions timely or adequately. Our 10th point would see the ensuring that Parliament processes take timely action on the state capture report. The DA has been working to ensure that Parliament does not simply sweep the findings of the recommendation contained within the state capture report under the rug. The DA will petition the Speaker for the establishment of the Ad Hoc Committee under Rule 253. This committee will monitor and implement the recommendations of the State Capture Report. We urge all South Africans to support us in our efforts to restore Parliament to its rightful place at the centre of our democracy.